This is Cue the Crew, your all-access pass to everything behind the camera, including you. Let's get started. Welcome to Mixer Madness 2025 and our brand new Cue the Crew podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be here.
Anybody else good to be here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Sure. Yeah. Everyone's thrilled. So Cue the Crew, eventually we're going to bring people on one at a time and just get stories from set because it is ass wild, I feel like. So it'll be fun to hear about that. But for now, it's just audio talk. So we're going to talk about our picks, what made it in the bracket, what didn't, and reveal our results. Ooh. Criteria is whatever you kind of want it to be. Maybe it's something you're nostalgic about. Maybe something that you can't live without on set, et cetera, that sort of stuff. So just keep that in mind as we're making our picks, and this is what everybody's going up against.
So not necessarily like the technically better piece of equipment.
Yeah.
Like it can...
Yeah, it's kind of whatever...
There's different factors.
Yeah, you know, I think like when you name a piece of equipment from back in the day, it kind of brings back a certain set of emotions.
Okay.
Sometimes it's like that. Sometimes it's like, oh, yeah, this thing never leaves my backpack. It kind of depends on the matchups. It's very matchup dependent, I feel like. So some of them, you know, the different regions, Vegas, Los Angeles, Texas, and New York, they're all categorized or grouped as best we could with different, like tried to keep all the mixers together, tried to keep accessories together, microphones together, that sort of stuff. And then ultimately it'll get down to very different types of gear, theoretically.
Nice.
And then, you know, what would you take into the jungle sort of mentality?
So I'm just voting on impulse. Just what you're saying.
Go with your gut. And, okay. And if we have competing guts.
Vibes.
If we have competing guts, yeah.
Which we will.
Thank you.
Don't talk over there. I got all the gut
Shots
for
fired.
Everybody. Oh. Yeah, I got all the gut for everybody over here.
We respect
I'm happy with my gut.
Okay,
so,
great.
All right, so up first is the first four. So it is exactly March Madness style. There's the expanded version, of course.
Okay.
It's basketball season, seems appropriate. They make their picks online, and we're just going to reveal the bracket.
Okay. So also, do we have to like answer in order, or we just...
Nah.
Dude, I think we just hop
There's
in,
no producers right? here.
Great.
Hop in.
Love
yes.
it.
It's very a la carte.
Yes.
So there's four teams. I mean, there's eight teams competing in the first four.
Okay.
And that's they're competing for... the 16 seed. It's going to be the most difficult route to the top, right? So this actually is the winners of these first four matchups gets into round one. So we'll call this round zero.
I'm already confused.
I mean, there's a bracket in front of me, and I think.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah,
we'll it's sports. All right, so
yeah, we'll get there.
First up in our first four matchup, Headphone Softies versus Superstick.
Superstick.
I'm going to say Superstick.
Superstick.
As well. Softies are nice.
Yeah.
Though.
I mean, the headphone softies are great. We're in Texas in the summer.
Yeah. It is tough.
They're great as long as they're mine and only mine.
Right.
Yeah.
Other than that, they're wretched.
That's tough. Rental headphone softies. Not so much a thing.
Nope.
I think that's unanimous. Would absolutely take Superstick.
Yeah. 100%.
Next up.
Ooh.
Ooh, here's a good one. Our audio vendors versus our audio manufacturers.
Manufacturers for sure, hands down.
Manufacturers.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we got to buy it from somebody, but I think we're not getting all this stuff without.
Sorry, Nick.
without our manufacturer buddies.
I like,
and sorry, TK.
Yeah.
What do you think, Steven?
I mean, you got to go manufacturers.
Yeah.
It's still, you know.
Look at the list. The list of vendors, though.
Yeah.
We got a little bit of TAI on there.
Yeah.
I found Kennedy's. Found Kennedy's old. I had to go in the Wayback Archive machine to pull that one out.
From the JW's Town Group or something like that.
Way back. The Internet Wayback Machine.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a whole archive of the Internet.
Yeah.
All right, great. Okay, so we're going manufacturers.
Nice.
Manufacturers, for sure.
Okay, here's one. Walkie Woogie versus the Dream Gear PS2 Mini Keyboard. Shout out to Josh for that entry. And I think, you know, it's fair to say, you know, maybe as opposed to that specific keyboard, the idea of the mini keyboards, you know, that's about the only way you can really type on a 788.
Right.
When those came around, we're like, okay, there's not really an excuse to not put a proper sound report note
So that's what I would still go Woogie. Yeah, same. Is the keyboard wired or wireless? It looks like this one might be wired.
That one might be wired. You know, I think you've got a couple options. Walkie Woogie. There's also the Tubies. Good style, all that sort of stuff.
The braided kind of.
For me, the Woogie. I mean, I don't. It doesn't leave my backpack, but
yeah.
I'm also production's going to provide surveillance, as if I forget mine.
Right.
I'll be in a little bit more of a pinch if I don't have a keyboard on a 788.
You got to turn the wheel.
Yeah, man, the little knob, dude. Turn that knob, baby.
Little Gibbons fingers like you and can reach that.
Nah, you can definitely do it from the top.
Yeah. So you guys voting Woogie?
I'm voting Woogie. I just.
The comfort.
I got no good warm feelings toward the 788. Sorry.
Whoa! Hot take.
Wow. I mean, I get it. Like, it's got a lot of sound guys, a lot of houses. 788s have paid for many houses.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But I don't know.
I'm definitely going keyboard.
Okay. All right. Okay. I see the world. I hear what you're saying. Like, at the time. Notes.
Big innovation. Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Mm-hmm. I'm using the wheels.
Well, yeah, you're only using it for notes, for sure. Pretty much. I mean, you can navigate with it if you set it up.
And to be fair, a lot of our fellow sound mixers are not going to be wearing radios, so Walkie Woogie may not.
That's true.
It's true.
True. I mean, okay.
I like keyboard. The flare.
I can reluctantly be dragged onto the.
Great. Well, that's why I'm here. Keyboard right. It is. Right. Next up, here's a good one. Crafty versus a chair for the 16 seed.
I mean,
chair.
I'm going to say
crafty.
Crafty, and here's why.
Okay.
I can always find somewhere to sit. I can.
Floor.
I can. Say ground. I mean, yeah, I'm a floor sitter. I'll go crisscross applesauce.
Producer
does not bother me.
Right.
I'll go crisscross applesauce. Middle seat of an airplane still doesn't bother me.
Can't do it.
But I realize not everybody's like that. but I can typically find a bar stool, an apple box, you know, something to sit on. Whereas I can't really go raid someone's refrigerator.
Not with that attitude.
No. You gotta butter it up.
I feel the same. I'm not. I can maybe bring some crafty with me, something like that. But
nerd.
it's true. I would say I'm less likely to find crafty on set than I can somewhere to sit. So I'm going crafty.
Yeah, I'll go. Crafty
I mean, don't
as
get
well.
Me wrong. Like, I need somewhere to sit.
Yeah, I'm sitting every day.
But I can scavenge somewhere to sit.
I am definitely likely to be hangry on set.
Right.
So as much as I respect the chair.
There
crafty.
You go.
Yeah,
great. So now we've got the first four locked in. Those are the picks. They are moving on to round one, which comes out in a couple of days. So we'll check back in then.
And that the winners of that were what? Crafty. Super Stick.
Yeah, Crafty, Super Stick.
Manufacturers.
And the little keyboard.
Oh, that little PS2. Okay, yeah. All right. So those four go on to the next
round.
They're
now the 16 seed for round one.
Okay.
Now
okay.
The old school tournament can really.
There we go. All right. I think I'm in it. Sport ball.
Okay, this is kind of going to be really fun. The first four are locked in. The first round results come out on March 20th. You can find us on all the major podcast platforms. So subscribe and you'll hear from us this week.